This podcast is brought to you by Money Control.
Hello and welcome to News 18's morning podcast, Daybreak. I'm Pathikrit Sen Gupta. While there's understandably a pandemic of coronavirus-related news all around, let's have a listen to some other big stories. Urging people not to vote for trigger-happy BJP, West Bengal Chief Minister Mamata Banerjee on Sunday claimed that the tragedy in Kuch Bihar was the result of a conspiracy hatched by the Saffron Party to intimidate voters. Amid polling for the fourth phase of elections on Saturday, four people died in Sitalkuchi area of Kuch Bihar when CISF personnel opened fire, allegedly after coming under attack from locals who attempted to snatch their rifles, the police had said. The TMC Supremo, who addressed three rallies in Jalpaiguri district during the day, also stated that BJP leaders who have come out in support of the central forces should sit back and reflect if they would have had the same stance if someone in their families met with a similar fate. I have video footage that shows some BJP leaders are speaking in favor of the central forces after the firing incident. You, that is the BJP leaders, don't feel sad if sons die in other families. What if it had happened to someone in your family, Banerjee said in Rajganj. Hitting out at the accused CISF personnel, she said, if you think someone is causing nuisance, speak to him. You also have lathis. How can you suddenly point your gun at the torso and neck of voters? Describing the incident as murder of democracy, Banerjee pointed out that the EC has stopped her and other politicians from visiting Sitalkuchi for 72 hours at the behest of the BJP. You can stop me from visiting Sitalkuchi or, for that matter, any other place, but I will find a way out to be on the side of the distressed people. She asserted that for every bullet, reply will be given in votes. Come out in larger numbers to cast your vote. Exercise your democratic rights to defeat the trigger-happy BJP. The Kuch Bihar incident was a result of a conspiracy hatched by the Saffron camp, the chief minister said during her address in Nagarkota. Accusing the BJP of failing to deliver on its promise to reopen tea gardens that had to shut shop due to paucity of funds, Banerjee said the Saffron Party has always deceived common people. In sharp contrast, the TMC dispensation has undertaken many development projects in Jalpaiguri to boost its agriculture and tourism sectors. It has built a stadium in the district and ensured that the social welfare schemes launched by the government benefits everyone in the region, she insisted. Banerjee, who wore a black scarf to condemn the Kuch Bihar incident, paid floral tribute to those killed in the firing at a makeshift memorial built next to the stage in Nagarkota. At Chalsa, she promised ration and Rs. 500 for every household and Rs. 1000 monthly allowance for the backward caste families. She further said that the TMC, if re-elected to power, will launch a state-sponsored credit card scheme for students willing to pursue higher education. A 17-year-old girl allegedly raped multiple times by her in-laws and fleeing a forced marriage was rescued from a passenger train that arrived from Uttar Pradesh, officials said on Sunday. The Railway Protection Force in Kota on Saturday rescued the teenager, a native of Gorakhpur district in Uttar Pradesh, who was allegedly sold off in a marriage in November last year and repeatedly raped by her in-laws. After counselling the fear-stricken girl, the Child Welfare Committee of Kota took cognizance to initiate prosecution against her family members involved in selling the minor into a marriage and against her in-laws for physical exploitation and sent the minor to a girl's shelter home on Saturday night. The girl was rescued from the Gorakhpur Awadh Express train on Saturday noon and the child line produced her before the CWC later in the evening, Kota CWC chairman Kaniz Fatima said. The minor girl was in a state of shock but later told the CWC about her ordeal. The teenager claimed that she was a second-year BA student in her hometown of Deoria in UP. Her parents and maternal uncle got her married against her wishes on November 30, 2020, to a person from a nearby village, the girl said. After the marriage, the minor alleged that her husband's brother and sister-in-law's husband repeatedly raped her. When she narrated the problem she was facing to her husband and father-in-law, the men claimed that they had purchased her from her maternal uncle and ordered her to do whatever was asked. When she resisted, her husband and father-in-law took her to an unknown place where her brother-in-law and husband of her sister-in-law would take turns to sexually exploit her for months, the UP native alleged. She claimed that they also filmed a video of her while she was naked and uploaded it on social media platforms. The girl stated that she somehow managed to escape from the captivity of her in-laws and reached her uncle's home in Deoria, where she urged him to lodge a case against her husband and in-laws but was allegedly stopped from doing so. Sensing that her uncle was not going to help her out, she fled from there on April 7 and boarded the train the next day, Fatima said. The ticket examiner on the train informed the RPF, suspecting that the girl had escaped from home, said Ashok Yadav, a sub-inspector at RPF Kota, who along with the Childline team rescued the minor. The CWC has written to the authorities concerned in UP to lodge a case against the accused in the matter, Chairman Fatima said. Iran on Sunday described a blackout at its underground Natanz atomic facility as an act of nuclear terrorism, raising regional tensions as world powers and Tehran continue to negotiate over its tattered nuclear deal. While there was no immediate claim of responsibility, suspicion fell immediately on Israel, where its media nearly uniformly reported a devastating cyber attack orchestrated by the country caused the blackout. If Israel was responsible, it further heightens tensions between the two nations, already engaged in a shadow conflict across the wider Middle East. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, who met on Sunday with U.S. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin, has vowed to do everything in his power to stop the nuclear deal. Details remain few about what happened early on Sunday morning at the facility, which initially was described as a blackout caused by the electrical grid feeding its above-ground workshops and underground enrichment halls. Ali Akbar Salehi, the American-educated head of the Atomic Energy Organization of Iran, who once served as the country's foreign minister, offered what appeared to be the harshest comments of his long career, which included the assassination of nuclear scientists a decade ago. Iran blames Israel for those killings as well. He pledged to seriously improve his nation's nuclear technology while working to lift international sanctions. Salehi's comments to state TV did not explain what happened at the facility, but his words suggested a serious disruption. While condemning this desperate move, the Islamic Republic of Iran emphasizes the need for a confrontation by the international bodies and the International Atomic Energy Agency against this nuclear terrorism, Salehi said. The IAEA, the United Nations body that monitors Tehran's atomic program, earlier said it was aware of media reports about the incident at Natanz and had spoken with Iranian officials about it. The agency did not elaborate. And half centuries from Nitish Rana and Rahul Tripathi set up Kolkata Knight Riders' 10-run win over Sunrisers Hyderabad in the IPL 2021 match at the M.A. Chidambaram Stadium in Chennai on Sunday. Rana, 80 of 56, and Tripathi, 53 of 29, powered KKR to 187 for 6 in 20 overs, before Manish Pandey, 61 not out of 44, and Johnny Bairstow, 55 of 40, took SRH close. However, they couldn't quite finish the steep chase. SRH needed David Warner to fire in the chase, but that didn't happen. He was dropped on zero by Pat Cummins of Harbhajan Singh, but couldn't make use of the life, nicking an excellent delivery from Prasidh Krishna to the keeper in the second over. In the next over, Ritiman Saha chopped Shakib Al Hasan onto the stumps to leave them 10 for 2. SRH needed a partnership to stay in the game, and they got that with Johnny Bairstow and Manish Pandey settling down and then counter-attacking. Hyderabad added only 35 in the power play but switched gears, bringing up their 112 overs. Bairstow was leading the onslaught, having crossed his half-century. With the partnership growing, KKR turned to Pat Cummins for the breakthrough, and he didn't disappoint. He got Bairstow cutting to point, leaving SRH 102 for 3 in 13 overs. SRH sent Mohammad Nabi up the order to accelerate, but he managed only 14 of 11 before falling to Prasidh Krishna. SRH needed 57 from the final 4 overs, which was a bit too steep. Vijay Shankar fell for 11 of 7 and Abdul Samad hit Pat Cummins for 2 incredible sixes in the penultimate over to bring it down to 22 of the final over. However, Andre Russell did the job for KKR in the final over. Earlier Sunrisers Hyderabad took 5 wickets in the last 5 overs and conceded just 42 runs, but Kolkata Knight Riders got 187 for 6. KKR looked set for a total well above the 200-run mark when their top-order batsmen Nitish Rana, 80, Rahul Tripathi, 53, and Shubman Gill, 15, took on the SRH bowlers. However, SRH's Afghanistan duo Rashid Khan, 2 for 24, and Mohammad Nabi, 2 for 32, led the way in the death overs. Rana and Gill put up a 53-run opening partnership of 42 balls before the latter fell to Rashid. However, Rahul Tripathi then came in and scored a belligerent 53 of 29 balls, smashing 5 fours and 2 sixes. Tripathi put up 93 runs of just 50 balls for the second wicket with Rana. Tripathi eventually fell to T. Natarajan, and with the team cruising at 146 for 2 in the 16th over, KKR sent in Andre Russell ahead of Shakibul Hasan. However, Russell ended up falling for just 5 runs of as many balls to Rashid, after which Nabi dismissed Rana and KKR captain Owen Morgan off consecutive deliveries in the 18th over. Dinesh Karthik then scored 22 runs of 9 balls to get KKR close to the 190-run mark, while Shakib fell to Bhuvneshwar Kumar of the last ball of the innings. Right, everyone, that's all for today, but we will be back again tomorrow with a fresh dose of news for you. In the meantime, don't forget to subscribe to the newsletter Daybreak at news18.com and do follow the website for more news and developments. Thank you for listening. Stay safe and have a very good day.
Views and investment tips expressed by investment experts on moneycontrol.com are their own and not that of the website or its management. Moneycontrol.com advises users to check with certified experts before taking any investment decisions.